So did we do the Sefer last week?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Now I think we're on Dalet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Divrei Chachamim Benachas, Oz Dalet. Oh, they were only a Gimel? Okay. Terem Mafiyas Lechem Omina Mizono. So he's going to give different examples in life where we see this natural process of Tohu, that before the finished product comes, there has to be a sense of Tohu. So he says, before we make like a cake, or bread, the kemach is all over the table. That it's not together. It's just like flowers all over the place. And then you put the water in, and it's just a mess. It's like just muddy. And then we start putting them together, right? And we start making bread. Before that, pure prudos. With pure de prudos, we had craziness. It's like when you do the matzah, you know, you only put a little water in the matzah. You can't put a lot of water. Become chame. You put very, very little water in matzah. When you first put the water, the job of the megabel, the kneader, the mixer, you have to like very quickly and get it. And all of a sudden, you always think whenever you're mixing the flour first, there is no way that this is going to come into one clump. And you work it harder and harder and harder and harder. So dafka matzah, which is a mitzvah to eat, it starts off with the biggest prudos and all over the place, you know, like it's one thing when challah, you put a lot of water in, within 2 seconds, like, oh, it's a nice piece of dough. It takes at least the big main part of baking matzah, 9 minutes of it is working the dough, is making it into unit. 9 minutes is working on the dough. You only have 9 minutes after that to do the rolling and the holes and the
This is what's called pizur nefesh.
Anytime a person is growing in machshava also, ki'ilu baking a cake in machshava, his machshavas have to be all over the place. Like, for example, before great people give, let's say, a shir, they have different ideas flying. Let's say you take one of these like massive, like Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich, one of the famous for all the alumnus shears. Probably what was going on his mind before his shears is probably like half of Shas going through, and then he had to put it together. Or Rav Soloveitchik, when he prepared his shear, he probably what he had to do, he put it out like a bunch of like flour all over the places, and then he brought it together. But Maisa, you ever go to a shir like that where like you put out so much of it, like how is this going to connect, and all of a sudden he starts bringing everything together? It's a very, very special feeling. But Maisa, meaning that's a much better feeling than someone saying, okay, there's a Gemara here that says this, and there's a Medrash here that says this, and there's a Halacha here that says this. You know, thank you very much. You know, as opposed to when a person is a composer with Torah and he's bringing place things from all over the place.
He's
just saying different things. At the beginning, there's no shlemus there. If you ever watch, you know, I used to watch one of my Rebbe and Wa'ir, Branchwigel, before he gave shir, you would watch him go like this. He'd be walking around talking to himself, and that's what he would be doing before shir. He was putting everything together, because the dibur is mefuz, are all over the place, and you have to put the dibur together. Ein mechubar atel, sorry. Yeah, but he's like, he's thinking about this and he's thinking about that. That's when he's putting the shir together. When you start putting it together and you start kneading it, then we have isa, we have dough. When we start coming to the yeud. Right. However, again, if I'm back and forth with one a guy who I'm so close with, I love him so much. He just became a Tanakh teacher. He wants to be like this Tanakh, you know, like Tanakh guru. Like, and he's teaching in a fifth grade class in some, you know, Midwest city. Like, it's not going to happen yet. There has to be a pizur. has to be, there has to be like, you know, like this, the Yehud is only after this big Pizer and Tohu, and you go to this city, and you go to that city, and you try this teaching method, and that teaching method, and then you have a class who stinks, and a class of this, and that. Pizer is all over the place, spread. Or as Mispar Kishasa, he taught us before this, he took Agdamas to Shasa Gibel Nirza, Minagagim Matsu Nasim Isa. We have to understand that the Isa came from all the Gargirim around. Also, like, think about a wedding, right? All the guests come in. So if they come into this like ready, set, beautiful chuppah, but you ever go to a wedding like in 2 hours before the wedding? What's going on? We talked about this, right? The caterer goes, "Oh, Frank, you got to put the stuff there," you know, and then the band is going, check. Like they're eight time the great eight time cats before he sings beautifully like an angel into the chuppah is going check. You gotta fix this. This mic is not working. Like, and the florist is coming in. He goes get the flowers in. And then they're like, you know, and then everything the photographers is like, oh, you know, I told you that. And everyone's going crazy. And there's that exactly what's going on. So the deeper mice, zetom zemitalik zebetzvon zebedrom vatim the tizmon. And you have like these little kids running around, all the cousins running around. It's a pizor. Term nislakto akola yeyud lishlem, and but then it all comes together. He ne petoch nigan achipa. Oh, all of a sudden, you know, the flute starts. You know, like you know, and everyone takes their seat. Everybody, please turn off your cell phones. You know, this is working like this perfect world. All of a sudden, we just went like this massive pizor to like, you know, please give total respect to the chassan and kala that'll be walking in. Turn off your cell phones. And like 10 minutes ago, this guy's screaming at somebody in the back of the kitchen with a knife in his hand. All the gargirim are coming together. And there's a yichu kucha bricha with the chasim and kala. They're standing under the chuppah. Vasovim chasim nashu tnuos and so is buchnias. Mitrom boim kolin yonim kol shayu olim al elayed. And then we get to the yedei ikari. But you'll never have a wedding that you just walk in and everything's there and everything's done. And, right? That would be called, you know, like express wedding. What? Las Vegas, I don't know. It just doesn't happen. Hands to also shall nigun, right? It's also like Hanukkah candles. Like the getting ready of the Hanukkah candles is such a mile, you know, like the putting in the oil and putting the wicks. So like, I guess when you have a lot of children, it's very difficult because they're just knocking everything over and you just want to be finished with it. But the Chassidish Rebbe have such kavanas when they're pouring the oil and pouring this, because that's part of the hachana. That's part of the process into it. As Ravarmigur says, like, soon we're going to have, like, a Chanukah menorah. You know, like, he says, like, oh, we have the ready sets now. Which is not so easy either, because, you know, you have to break that thing, and it always breaks it too much, and then the oil spills over, and you get hurt from the thing. That's also a little piezer when dealing, even dealing with those breakaways. So Ravarmigur says that, you know, like, one day we're going to have, like, you know, like, this little Mexican in the home. You know, just like, a guy came over, like, for Yom Kippur, he's like, wow, this is amazing, you know, my house. You know, the Mexicans built the sukkah. You know, like we didn't build the sukkah. It's a Mexican that built the sukkah. And we did something at the end to make it a kosher sukkah. See, Rabbi said that one day, like in Hanukkah, there's going to be like this little Mexican guy who's going to be lighting the candles, and the father's going to say, "Everybody, please step back. He'll be lighting. Just we'll say the bracha here. Step back. He'll be lighting the candles. Don't touch the candles." It's getting so far because we want everything so done. The fruit's so done. We just want, you know. Again, in terms of learning, I don't like to talk about learning because I feel so distant from it, but like, we just like jump to like these like ready-made shir books, like, oh, just give me the shir, as opposed to working it out, and this, and the Rambam says this, and really working our way up, and just like, give me a nice, clean shir. Which is, you know, obviously there's a time for that, but... So it says also music. We have ah la I bam do mi sol ra po, right? Hanigun shabo shmesha, right? The whole the nigunim, a nigun is made up of a bunch of little pieces of different. Thank you. Of different. Open the window even. And a melody is made. A nigun is made up of a bunch of broken noises. Ah bu sa da do re mi la fa sol la di da do re mi la la, right? So a niggun is also put together of that. Again, we're seeing that everything real in life comes from first a sense of pizor and then a sense of Yeyud. And this is what Bezeh Perish Shir Ashir Mashal Shlomo. Voklalas Kol Aliyos Hamarhivos L'Shayil Chal Yisrael Kachas Amordas Ayumos B'Yoser Kecheta Egel Chubanos HaMikdash. That we have in Shir Ashir one of the harshest times of Am Yisrael. We talk about the Cheta Egel, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the time that Am Yisrael comes and cries, Hichoni Petzuni Nisu Ridide Ma'ali Dodi Chamek Avar. This is what's called a shir. Hankinizu. Right? You can say the same thing about Hazinu. That's called a shir. Look at Hazinu. That's a kina. All the destruction of Am Yisrael. The Shlomo Melech was trying to teach us. Shir melashon sharsheret. Shir is a lashon of sharsheret, which means a chain. Sharsheret mukevem chuliot rabot. There's many different types of chuliot on the chain. She'em mashmos l'chalachas mehem v'yos l'vada. One cannot live without the other one. But they don't have to do it. One's a great part. One's a big success. One's a failure. One's a this. One's a that. One's when the family's angry. One's when the family is loving it and everybody's together and they're taking pictures and they're so happy. Another one is it's made up of all different aspects of life. Again, let's go back to this mashal of this guy looking to be a great Tanakh teacher. He's going to have a string one day of like the great experience of teachers, the horrible experience of teachers. The ups and the downs. Rakbi Godim Kul, but when you put them all together, Miskabel Zor Mushlum Shasheret Tiferta, we have a full Shasheret here. Right? It's like the Shasheret of like in olden days they did in camp of noodles and then beans and then little rocks, whatever it is. Put them all together and they're all together in one and they're all serving as the Shasher Kemokin Kolam Moshe. So to all of the happenings that Am Yisrael, yes, the Cheta Egel, yes, also Kabbalah Sar Sinai, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, Biyot Ba'afna Ba'atzma Niros Kayu Karos Lekina. Looks like if you focus in on one of the rings, it's like, oh no, this is a Kina, this is not a Shira. Bach Beshtalav Chulya B'Chulya, when he put everything together and we see it in the larger picture, Mitzdarf from the Ma'or L'Ma'or Mizbarish Kolin Yonah Ekdama, Asher Viel that everything was, you know, the first person who just gave birth to this, and then we had Talmud Bavli after the second Beis Hamikdash, and then this led to that, and this led to that, right? You start seeing like, wow, like, you know, like all of the bad things which is leading into the next thing, and they're all part of it, and that becomes Az Miskabel Shir Mushlam. Then we have a full Shir. Shir Ashir Mashal Shlomo. Shir Hashir, this is the full Shir. Mikan Yuvan Kolam Os Chayei Adam. Asher in them dapim afurim shemutav lehem limatzeh b'chutz. There's no the black sheets like. Oh, I wish I could take this out of my, you know, like out of my book. I wish I didn't do this. El kolachem mishamishchem. You know, you can have charata for an action you did, but don't have charata that didn't have. Rishamay says this a lot. Have charata that before. Why'd you do it? But once it happened, don't have charata for it. Meaning, that's what happened. I have charata for what led me to do this action. But once it happened, it's part of your life. All of the experiences of your life, if you went to public school, if you went to this party, if you went to that party, if you went to this concert, again, you have a charata that you wanted to go to some punk rock concert that wasn't nice. Yeah, the person should have charata for that. You know, a person should say, I wouldn't do that again. But like now that it happened in your life, it's part of our lives. It's part of the shasheret of life. It's part of the shir that comes out of life. If I read fast, it's just that I can't cover everything. So instead of skipping, I read fast because I didn't do enough preparation. I'm sorry. We have a chaim shlemus mishlemus with all of the experience as we come to the table. Again, if you stopped at an experience and like said, is this where I want to be? You know, do I want to be teaching fifth grade and sixth grade in some Midwest city? They're bothering me. No, you look horrible. No, but it's part of the shasher. It's part of the shir. When you get out of it one day, you're going to laugh at like, oh, remember I used to do that? Remember? Oh, I totally forgot that I was in that city and I was teaching these little kids. Now, you know, I'm like, you know, that again, the person has to have precious every part of the chain that they have, and then it becomes one big shir, and everything leads to another. Vav. Both the beginning of the Kudus and the Sefer, the Yishun Kudus Chaim are follows. Shchol Yom V'Shavuot Kofes Matzav Mashmur Shal Likut. So we have to have Likut. We have to collect things in our lives. What does that mean? Niftach B'dugma Likut. She Yoshev V'Nashulchon Nisod Es Aleif. Many times in our life, we do what this thing is called Likut. What does it mean? You're sitting at a table. Everyone wants to eat, right? And they want to bring food, drink. Asher yavodu b'tocho v'yifiku l'moach tamtzis koch v'chaim. Eim bochenes ha'idea l'rot lo rak et amare chitzono shalamutzer. Tavchin shashulchan osa alof pratim rabim rabim. He goes, forget about like the final product. Let's see what went into this meal. Craziness went into this meal. Watch this. Lechem manasa mechitim shagodlu b'sadda shabokam alof. Let's say lechem was from wheat, I don't know, from the northern of Israel, you know, the Beit Shan Valley, you had to get wheat from there. So eating that wheat. Chelbone beyim, shetilu tarnagol, meshek shabbat, and the eggs that are in here. Yeah. Okay, so then, Yerokot. Where the Yerokot? The Yerokot comes from this place, the Jordan Valley. Then we have Peret Kayet Shabom, that we had to bring from Chul because we didn't have any strawberries from Eretz. So this we brought it from, I don't know, Panama, whatever. Chelke Dogim, and the Dogim, oh, these Dogim are from Alaska, right? The salmon's from Alaska. The milk that we're drinking, oh, that's from a place in the Golan, the cows in the Golan. Oh, these cheeses come from cows in France. Gargige Te, I should like to, oh, that comes from China, all the tea stuff on the day, that comes from China. Puree Sukkar, no, that comes from this place. And then, again, go on. Just imagine how many different things when you're eating, how many different things of the world coming together. It's an amazing thing. Did you ever think about that? Marava Malecha Salikut Shinasa Shaboa Shahazot Bonitsav Kulama Ken Yodim. How many different Kamabudsada? How many farmers had to put into this? How many chickens had to be put into? How many truck drivers had to bring their things? How many refrigerator workers had to put the refrigerator? This, by the way, but this is economy, by the way. This is economy. This is economics 101. Everything comes together. And it could be in one pie. In one pie, we have China, Israel, France. And in one little pie, we have all different parts of the world. And all different people making it happen. And all the airport workers moving the stuff. And it's unbelievable what goes into one meal that we eat. One meal that we eat, where the rice come from, and where did the chickens come from, and who someone took care of the chickens. It's an unbelievable thing. We're always dealing with likut chalakim. We're always putting chalakim together. And these are, by the way, that's what the idea of yichudim when you eat, right? Eating in chassidus is such a big avoda. Right? The joke from I don't know if it's a joke, but Noam Elimelech says, "Why do we eat after we daven? Because malim bekodesh v'lo moridin." Right? Think about where's the milk coming from, and then we're having. We have the bowls came from this place, and the spoons came from China, and the Rice Krispies came from this place, and the box came from this place, and how much is going on? Kigon kasher yotze mibetel beteknesses I kol achol of nelegel enav v'chol inyan abol aznav hakol begeder chalokam nesav me'alav la'alos imutfilos shu olich aleha hamaros mitchalfos aynek. And you look on the streets and you look. Again, I'm not going to go through everything here, but you look through the streets, you look through everything. Everything is coming together, right? Whoever this drill is, who's drilling right now, so who ordered him? Cheski, Mr. Naaman, and this guy had to get it from this guy, and he had to get his drill, and his drill bits are from China. It's unbelievable, the yichudim that happen when people are... K'mokin k'ashodom yisovev b'mkomos rabim kodim eisim chos tzatzov. Okay, it's the same thing with the wedding, how much malakit had to go into this wedding. I mean, we don't have to be afraid of this is one of the great things of having pieces all over. This is the way Hashem created the world, right? Rav Arminger talks about the Big Bang Theory. We don't have to be so afraid of the Big Bang Theory. Like there's an idea of like, yeah, the Big Bang, like there was like this big toe that we don't know. And then Hashem placed things. And now our job is also to place things. Part of it, when we're placing things, is exactly what we're doing when we're eating. Let's say eating for positive reasons. We're taking the whole world's produce, all of everybody's work, of everybody there, and we're doing for a positive thing. Right? When I take a lulav, let's say, again, it doesn't have to be a dvar mitzvah. When I take a lulav, you're taking, oh, this truck driver brought in anything, you're being the mal of the truck driver in the truck, and oh, what about the guy who fixed the truck? And what about the guy in the office who ordered the truck? And what about the farmer who made it? You're being the mal of the whole world. That's what Baal HaTanya says about tztaka. Tztaka, when you give tztaka, so you're mamala everything. You're mamala your drives to work every day. Your good morning to the secretary every day. Your every phone call you have to make, this and this. When you give tztaka, you're saying, everything that I was working, here's a tztaka. And then the tztaka go back and said, everything you did was for the tztaka. You hear what unbelievable powers that we have? That when you're eating dinner for tonight, you know, to have koch to go to night center, that food, what you're giving schus to the whole, you're giving reason and purpose to the whole world when you're eating the food. Think about it; it's an unbelievable thing. You go crazy if you think about it too much. That's why, like the Amshon of Rebbe, it takes him like 7 minutes to eat a little piece of because he realizes he's bringing the whole world. He's been malik all olamos right now when he's doing that. Right, just the safer alone, who the printer and the this, and who brought it, and who put the printer, who was fixing the printer stuff, and who's the cleaner who's cleaning it afterward. They need to also. Everybody's memal because we're learning these words. Everything, the cleaner of the printing press, and some, I don't know, like maybe Taiwanese worker or something like that. We're also raising him up right now. He doesn't know it. This is the same idea that was happening the 6 days of Bereshit. There's an Osef. What's the Shabbos? The Shabbos is the Geulah Mos Kol Shana Asavah. The Shabbos, we take everything of the week and we bring it up. Right? Korov al Nafshi, Geulah, we bring up everything in the week on Shabbos. And that's what it means. That according to the Baal Shem Tov, we say a parak of Kuv Zayin before Kabbal Shabbos, and we start saying Uma Artas Kibzov Mizach Marav Mitzafon Nefesh Okek of Nesheriva Tomi Bimar. We're talking about all the different but Yoshi Choshev Tzalmavus. The whole parak of Tehillim. I'm not going to go through each thing. Is that we're bringing everything together. Yal Shemim. They came from the Oniyot, and they came from here, and they came from there. That means all everything that came together during the week. Here we go. Now that's for the purpose of Shabbos. Says and the end of Shabbos, which is Shal Shudus, when we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Mimloch, which is outlawed here. One time I did it, we'll never do it again because again, that's like the culmination of Shabbos. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Melech. That's what the Chassidim say. Shema Yisrael on Shal Shudus, because this is the culmination of the whole world is coming to this point. Achad v'ma'ila yuvan gamin in a parnasa. Now we can understand parnasa. Since the chate of Adam Rishon, there are different sparks all over the world. We have to conquer. We conquer the world. And we all have our different trades, and we go to those trades because that's the places that we have to bring up the sparks. There's some people have to go to India that have to work, that China have to work. They're not stam going to China. There's certain sparks there that they have to pick up there, that they have to be mimalit. They have to, the likud of a person's life. And we have to have full emunah and bitachon that whatever we're doing, there's a certain sparks that our neshama has to go and pick up, and therefore, no, I'm going on a trip to Singapore. Ah, that stinks, I'm going to Singapore. But there's sparks there that we have to be malakit there in Singapore. Again, easier said than done. I don't work, I don't have to go to Singapore, I don't have to. But the idea of it is.
Is this saying we should be like a Chabad Shliach?
No. Do your work! Do your work. You don't have to make anybody. You don't have to put in any put in tefillin. I mean, that's very nice, also. You know, but you put you put you put. There's something there that you have to be melakit. Mm-hmm. Meaning again, assuming that you're a Jew that's going to take this money and you're building a family, Jewish education, staka, Shabbos. I mean, that's where you're making money. You're not making money stamp to make money. You're not, you know, again, that horrible cycle of I have to make money to live and I have to live to make money. That you're making, so then there are certain sparks that you have to pick up that you malakate, you know, some farmer in Taiwan. You have to be malakate. That's without doing any cure or anything like that or any, like, you know. Yeah.
If you don't do that, are you, like, detrimentally affecting, like, all the people that were involved in the process?
Meaning that you could have been malakate.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know. Why didn't he do it? Maybe he's doing something else that's very important. You know, and if a person can be lazy and do anything, that's the idea of gambling, right? The Mishnah Sanhedrin says a person who gambles is not a kosher aid because he's what is this? Misasik behevle hevle shel olam. There's no. He's not pulling up any sparks. He's not dealing. He's not with dealing commerce and this and that and that. They're just like, you know, recycling money when you gamble. I could say maybe the casino and this and that, but he's not producing. When a Jew is producing, again, it's very hard to feel. You know, like a guy who's a plumber here, he feels very You know, it's hard to feel this when you're working. I must say, it's very hard to feel. Like, you know, I feel this a little bit when I work in my touring business. You know, it's a little bit different working in yeshiva. You don't have that instant gratification. You do have the, and that's working with people, bringing to Eretz Yisrael and giving them a trip. It's very hands on, you know. Kal v'chomer when you're selling, you're importing cereals here, you know. Like, it's hard. It's hard to find it. You have to speak to. I don't know if you would say, like, as a businessman, you have to go to Singapore and it's like they bring all the sparks. But just know that there's this likud in this world that has to happen. And when a person is involved with business and shipping and exporting and then selling and buying and trading and this and that. There's a lot more going on. He's bringing a lot of parts of the world, assuming that money is going to a positive place afterwards. Again, Jewish education, Shabbos, furthering his, being able to give parnasa to your own Jewish family. Okay, so we go down to Tet. I know I'm skipping around a little bit, but I'm trying to finish the piece. Know the mashakasu tzadikim shekasher adam matzui b'makom mesuyam. The tzadikim talk about that if a person's found in a certain place, masha yesham chalokim ashayichim. There's certain things that are shayich for him to get there. One time I was traveling from upstate New York to Baltimore with Shlomo Katz. We were going to a wedding. He was playing at the wedding, and I was going. It was one of the guys from the yeshiva, and we stopped off at Pennsylvania at some like middle of nowhere. Get some gas, and we're talking. We're like, why did Hashem create this place? Like, why? Like, what was the purpose? He says, maybe the purpose was that we should have this conversation here at this place. Okay, this idea of Gilgul a little bit. When a person's going out to buy something, meaning even the stuff that we buy, we're buying and we're lifting up the spark. We have to lift up a spark of a certain thing, and we buy this couch that was made at this place, and the leather came from there, and there's leather there. It says in the Tzadik HaKohen, it says in Tzidka Satari, Kol Kinyanei Adam, Hu Mechelkei Chiyus HaMishpashtem Ebruim. Every time a person buys something, it becomes part of his neshama, part of his role in this world. Chelik min ha'olam shaykh l'nefesh prati misal. And all of his furniture are connected to him. He had to buy this at a certain place. And we'll never understand this, really. There's a story of Shmuel Yahu. There's one of his Talmidim in Tzfat. I don't know his Talmidim, but one of the persons he was close to in Tzfat. There's a boy, he was around like, you know, 18, 19 years old, and he was already learning Kabbalah, but nobody knew. He'd wear like jeans, or he looked like a normal guy. But Rosh Hashanah knew, because he used to wake up to say Tikkun Chatzos and learn all night, and Rosh Hashanah knew very well what he was doing. But he was like Mamash and Nister, and he wanted to stay in Nister, and he died in Haifa in a bus bombing. And they asked Rosh Hashanah to go to his room. The parents couldn't walk in the room. They asked Rosh Hashanah to go there and bring his belongings, and they couldn't walk in there. And he found the clock, and the clock was wrong. He says, how could this guy's clock wrong? Because he woke up if you're going to wake up chatzos every, if you're going to wake up 2 in the morning every night, you got to have a good clock. Right? How could it be the clock's wrong? And he knew that this clock was very valuable to him. And then he looked at the time. Let's say the time was like 5:36. So he realized 5:36 is exactly when the bombing took place. I mean, the clock stopped when the guy died. Because the Tzidka Satzalik is saying that a person's belongings become part of his nefesh. We have certain things in this world that we have to go through. Even a couch that we buy is the tikkunim of what went into this couch. Again, we have to see beyond just the couch. There's a likud of dvarim that had to come in together. And we had to fix a certain thing. We had to rise certain sparks into that certain thing. There's so many questions you can ask. Maybe you should buy only from Jews now, because you're, why should I bring up like a bunch of Arab sparks and I should make a Jew sparks? There's a lot of questions we can ask. Maybe if we, Bezod Hashem, we should... just skip to the bottom. Again, there's so many good, beautiful things to talk about here, but it says, Ha'olam min abidu medubar, she'en ba'olam inyanim nifradim. There's no inyanim nifradim in this world. Like, oh yeah, I got a couch. Ha'kol talach yachet shalikut. Our whole life is a likut. It's collecting things and bringing everything together. Ein ba'olam ketamim shchorim. Ketamim shchorim. There's no black stain. Shemutav l'mloyu. That it was better if it never happened, you know. So it's better that guy did. I wish I didn't take that guy in my car, and he wouldn't have thrown up, but I wouldn't have had such problems today. And my kids were screaming, and my wife. I wish I just went to Rav Septimus and Lamaga. Would have took 7 nice Leva Torah boys home. No one would be throwing up in the car. We would have been talking Torah, singing. Who knows what? We'd get him. But why did I have to take the guy through up? Hope we never listen to the shir. And the answer is that was my talich in my chayim. Like that was, I had to go through that. Maybe because I had to buy a maybe I had to go to the car wash place in order to memala some nitzot in the car wash place. I have no idea. But you can't look. The main thing he says, don't look at it as one thing. It's like the throbbing. You have to look at it in a bigger context of life. There's certain things that are happening in life that we're not privy to see in this world. We don't see this likud. When we buy a crock pot, we don't see the shorish neshama of our likud in this world. But it's happening. We don't have to see everything in this world. That the philosopher has to see everything. A person who's mammon, he doesn't have to see everything. Okay, again, I'm not going to get into everything here. That I will do Yiral. Nistaima advarim. Let's finish up the thing. Baruch Rachman desayin. Al shulem yesh laoyer ki kolam medubar leel metchil vatzof hu hainu pashtos hamusagim hashinuyim harbe besifri chasidus hanikum b'shem nefilos nitzotus. Basically, this whole piece that I was talking about was based on a big inin that's talking about in Sifri Chasidus, Sifri Kabbalah, which is called nefilos hanitzotus. If anybody was a dover, I spoke about that a little bit before, and the idea of the crashing of the kelim, and they went all over the place. B'mad rishon nira la'adam shemudabar b'dvarim gevorim asher enim shav l'chol nefesh b'mar l'dalig aleim l'bal yikasha b'mesh ne'mar b'mufim l'cha al tichkor. A person says, oh, the filas mitzvot, I have no idea what that's talking about. That doesn't apply to me. Not realizing that his bowl of cereal this morning was picking up all the nitzotos. Not realizing it. But this idea of Nefilas Tzotzos, it's the plate that's in front of us. It's the book that we're reading. It's who put the cover, who put the graphic design, who put this. Oh, Michael Rose. Actually, I didn't buy this from Michael Rose. I put this in the rest of Chatayin and Masker Yom. It's the door person putting the mail in your thing. That's Malin and Tzotzos, that this door person had to put into the Tzotzos. Again, everything that we hear and everything that we see, everything the Machshavik, Shanasa Advar Mishon Benefesh, for all the Mavin and Tzotachai, Maskeleda Ki Ein Ba'olim Pratim Rabim Kolkach. The road to Yishev Adas is not to see everything as Pratim, but to understand that this prat, I don't see it right now, but it's going to fit into the klal. but this is a prat that's going to fit in the klal. The throw up is a prat that's going to fit into the klal. Very uncomfortable at the time, very difficult at the time. Okay, I'm not making this much more of a difficult thing than it is, but I'm just saying, it was an annoying thing. You know, sometimes there's a little annoying things in life that we just can't get over, but like, there are people who struggle with the biggest struggles in life, health and this and that, but they can't get over, you know, when you put the towels in the wrong place, you know, when you throw your towel down after you take a shower or something. Which is the ikar of the entire world is Gilu Hashem Yisbarach. V'darchei Hanagas Beolam K'chol Hashinui B'Sorim Abedim Yisrael Kedoshim. Okay. Okay, let's just skip down to the last thing. Ukumoke, nachar kolanal. Borishin, yone achila machshav, eating, thinking, parnasa, Shabbos, yom chol, kivdos, all the difficulties. We have to travel to this place. We forgot the milk, and we have to go back. Knios, we go to the makol to buy some vashelos. Everything that we do, hakol kasher lachem nekuda achas, but there's a comes up one to nekuda. Halos, hanitotzin. Bringing up the nitotzin. Kibbutz chelke adam, bringing all the parts together. Shaychem alavi yisufim le'olos amo el gilu kvod malchus yisbar. Taking all the parts, whatever the dinner is tonight, we're going to take all the parts and be megale yisbarach. We bring the netzotos and there's so many parts of that. Ein ba'mecha chayinu miyutar betos. There's nothing miyutar in our life, and there's no mistakes in our lives. Kulim yachto makiv mesiyude ba'olim ba'olim ba'olim. Everything's miyachid with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and miskarvitz Hashem Yisbarach. Heinu me'riach ve'alavina asher nikvitzuha ve'erkivis avados ha'leboro. These are the bricks. These are the bricks and mortar that we build the house for Hashem to dwell in this house, in this world called Koshiv Chalagim. It's almost like the Shlomo HaMelech bringing the plate, bringing the stuff in the Beis HaMikdash. You would think it would only come from the from Eretz Yisrael. No, he was bringing it up from we went to the port of Eilat to bring stuff from the Queen of Sheba and this and that. Also, the Ketores came from the mountains of Switzerland. There's certain parts of the Ketores you can't get in Eretz Yisrael. You have to get it from the mountains of Switzerland and the mountains of this. And at first, I didn't like that. I'm like, why wouldn't it grow in Eretz Yisrael? What do you need outside of Eretz Yisrael? The world is big, and there's a lot of netzotos out there to gather in. Kol koshiv, kol agmas nefesh, kol sevel, kol anocha, yachtav, kulam anocha. All of the koshiv, agmas nefesh, kol sevel, v'anocha. All the difficult times you go to yachtav, kulam amo, b'shas ha'ara. Everything will come together during the shas ha'ara, during that time of the wedding, like I felt when Atana looked at his father last night and said, you're a big tzaddik yisod olam for dealing with me for 23 and a half years. What you had to go through with me. You know, I don't want to say that because the shit is being recorded, but you had a patience for me to do this and that, not coming home at night, not this and not, you know, kid going off the derech, and then all of a sudden it culminates in like this beautiful vort, you know, and marrying a girl from Yerushalayim Yerakodesh with a beautiful family, Mezer Hashem Moshavit Yerushal Chuppah, when it really, really comes together. But that's the symphony of life. There had to be like, no, you're out of tune, no, I told you to get to this order, you didn't order this. There has to be that in part of their life, but it all comes down. And the Chuppah is like one of the times that everybody starts seeing. Like you know, sometimes it's at a simcha, you know, the people that you don't like, and like that, it's so easy to like them at a simcha. Because why is that? No, it's not because you're a Baal Simcha and you have to be nice to people. Okay, maybe that's also part of it. But I think a bigger part of it, when you're Simcha, you rise above life. You rise above life. And that's maybe why we say Mishkachach Yerushalayim. Like, easy, like, don't forget that we still have Yerushalayim to build. Like, not everything is built and perfect now. We still have Yerushalayim. We rise above life. We rise above all the pratim and the this and the that. And then I had a fight with this guy, and this guy took this from me, and this brother took this from me. And we rise above life, and we're able to see. But there's some smachot would also bring the worst out of people. And that's because they don't even rise above, because they're only in the pratim. They're only in the pratim. They don't see that the pratim all connect. And the good pratim and the bad pratim have to connect. So again, it's not a matter of just getting over the tough times. It means the tough times is a prerequisite to the great ha'ara. And if you're not going to have these tough times, like me going into the barber this morning, right in the seat, and he basically rips off my whole beard. There has to be a waiting line, and then this, and then, I'll call you back, and then, come back, and then... Okay, when life goes easy, we should also thank Hashem and just take it. And I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, obviously. But not to be thrown off by the pratim of life. And to rise above, like we said in the first piece, connecting this last piece to the first piece, when Hashem wanted to show Avram that his people will be a great people, to show like the stars of the world, what did he say? He says, Avram, you have to go outside. Outside means you can't be in the pratim. You have to go outside and see the much, much, much bigger picture. You should be zochah to see the bigger picture. But not only during times of smachot and this and that, even the times of like when we're eating dinner tonight, take one second to realize how much we're malakit in this world. And we're bringing up this chicken, and we're bringing up this, and we're bringing up the shochet who did the chicken. He made a bracha on the chicken, but can you imagine if he made a bracha on the chicken just for us to eat the chicken in order to do averos? You know, no, but he's eating the chicken. You know, that we're going to have night seder tonight. And the duck feathers in our blankets tonight. That's to get not to sleep till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Just to get enough sleep to wake up for kol boker and then to be a mensch during davening. And who made this again and again? Everything. Who made the bed and who made the everything? Everything is malakit.